This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that President Trump's impeachment trial is likely to start next week. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the House is set to send articles of impeachment to the Senate later today.
The House is set to vote tomorrow on sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate, which would then launch just the third ever impeachment trial of a president. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell says he's aiming for Tuesday, after running into Republican opposition for a plan to simply dismiss the charges.
Our members feel that we have an obligation to listen to the arguments.
He's also under growing pressure to call fresh witnesses.
If you want the truth, you have to have witnesses. You have to have documents.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says more Republicans are coming around to that idea, though McConnell says it's too early to decide on allowing new testimony. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump and China's chief negotiator are scheduled to sign a modest trade agreement in which the administration will ease some sanctions on China and Beijing will step up purchases of U.S. goods. Now, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said Tuesday the deal does not include an agreement for a future reduction in tariffs on Chinese goods.
These tariffs will stay in place until there's a phase two. If the president gets a phase two quickly, he'll consider releasing tariffs as part of phase two. If not, there won't be any tariff relief. So there's has nothing to do with the election or anything else. There's no secret agreements.
The deal will diffuse a conflict that has slowed global growth, hurt American manufacturers, and weighed heavily on China's economy. But it does little to force China to make the major reforms that the Trump administration has been seeking. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.